And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the mighty 1090. Corey and I having all kinds of good time talking fishing. We're talking local fishing with literally the man, Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double, having all kinds of fun. And man, there's some good fishing going on right now, Corey.
A lot of fun.
I like this, man.
I'm excited about your Rancho Leonero trip.
You and me both, buddy.
You
know what I mean? Yeah, we're going to have a good time. We're, our whole family's going down. My mom, my dad, my sister in Dallas, we're all going to go down and have a great time. We're going to split it up. We're spending the two nights at Palmas de Cortez and a couple nights down at the ranch and the whole fam-damly going down. We're really excited. It's going to be a great time. And hearing the fishing down there, man, I am super, super pumped up. And, hey, we're pumped up for the second hour. If you want to join us here at Let's Talk Hookup, two ways you can reach us, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Totally packed up right now, but keep trying. There's going to be opportunities here in the second hour. The other line, 877-792-1090. That one's open right now. Your opportunity to get through, talk to Fred. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only your opportunity, but also your shot at winning those great prizes. Again, we're giving away a trip on the Daily Double. We're giving away a trip on the Point Loma. And we're giving away a full-day trip on the Mission Bell. Fantastic prizes at the end of the show today. And, boy, a great, great time to call. 877-792-1090. Also got a note from Mike Lum. And Mike basically just wanted me to pass along to you, Fred, what an awesome job the Daily Double does for the Captain Rollo's program. I know that you guys are so involved with kids. It's something we haven't really had a chance to talk about yet on the show. And it often gets brought up that, you know, that is the grounds where all of us learn to start, myself very much included. And you guys just go the extra mile when there's kids on board, and you're so involved in, obviously, Captain Rollo's kids program, school programs. A great buddy of mine, just, you know, their school chartered the boat, you know, earlier this week, came through the shop, said what a great job you guys do. I think all of our hats are off to you on how much you go the extra mile when you guys have kids on board.
Rick, you know, I found my way down to the boat in high school, and I've started fishing before then, and, you know, it's kind of what I'm peddling. It's the drug I'm peddling.
Yeah,
I want to get
up.
Your kid hooked on it, and, you know, that's our future, and I can't share it enough. I have kids myself. I coach Little League, and, you know, it's what I grew up doing, and it's what I get to share.
I'll tell you,
I'm blessed to get to do it.
Anybody out there listening, even if you're not, you know, you're not local to San Diego, it is so worth the drive to come down and go fishing with Fred on the Daily Double. It is a, you know, if you've got somebody that you want to introduce to fishing, it's a very easy trip. I mean, even your hours are easier to get the kids up and rolling. I mean, just everything about it that you guys do, it is such the ideal trip. It's a relatively short amount of time on the boat, but it's very good quality fishing time, and you guys you're just good. Your crew has the right temperament for it, and you guys just do an awesome job.
We it's been a kids' week, too. We had a Monday they did a trip where the news came down, and they talked about the Rollo program. They've taken over 100,000 kids fishing.
That's cool.
And I think it's coming up on 20 years that the program's been in place. And that's just Rollo's program.
Yeah.
So my youngest, Jeffrey, his baseball team, double elimination baseball tournament. And when we have one loss under our belts, I always set up the team party. Point Loma Sport Fishing and I sponsor the team. And if we win, we play baseball another day. If we lose, we jump on the boat.
Oh, cool.
And we go bay bass fishing. So,
so there is no loss.
So there's no loss.
Yeah, there isn't.
We got to fish last Thursday. We get a bunch of Costco pizzas and cookies and Caesar
salad.
That's
awesome, man.
And, you know, the kids that would never do it, you know, those kids, they never really think of doing it. So,
well, they maybe have never had the opportunity to go, really.
Yeah, and it's like it's nothing they signed up for. It's nothing, you know, they just happen to be on Jeffrey's team. And next thing you know, they're in the bay catching spotted bay bass after spotted bay bass. They're short. They're all kicked back. But it's like, wow.
But it's just a good time. And it's not only like the Little League and Jeffrey's team, but Mike Lum and Captain Rollo's kids at sea. I mean, I've seen the kids that go out. And you can back this up, Fred. But some of them may have never seen the ocean, number one. Maybe have never even thought of you. They didn't even know what saltwater was. You know what I mean? And to see sea lions and things that we might think of as not such a good thing, or actually introduce them into what might be a viable customer in the future. I mean, they might love the sea lions and seeing the whales and seeing things, you know, the birds coming on the back deck to grab the anchovy out of their hand. I mean, those are memories made for a lifetime.
That's totally,
yeah. And there's good captains. You know, this young man, Brandon, on the Premier, on the H&M's half-day boat, Brandon, he's a heck of a fisherman, super young. I think he's in his early 20s. Fishy kid, but that's how he came up, is through the Sport Fishing Council program,
okay,
where we take the schools. We take five kids and two chaperones, and we split it up through the wintertime. The different schools sign up for it.
That's cool.
And, you know, that's where he cut his teeth, and he's a heck of a fisherman.
How cool, Rick.
That's awesome. Well, speaking of Captain Rollo's, I mean, if you want to add to that, I mean, like you said, you know, taking hundreds of thousands of kids fishing, and all that works with the dollars that we as fishermen donate. And there's a great opportunity to donate some funds and have a really good time in the process. And that's coming up with the Captain Rollo's Tuna Wars Captain's Reception. And basically, it's a very fun night at the Bally High. I mean, it's such a perfect spot to do it. And there'll be, you know, Captain Dave Marciano and Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna will be down there. You can come hang out, rub shoulders with all the guys, have a fun event. It's Tuesday, June the 26th at Bally High. It's from 5 to 8. There's really killer appetizers that are included. They have a spectacular raffle and silent auction. It's just a very, very fun event. And, again, all of the money goes to take kids fishing and programs just like that. If you want more info on that, just hop on the website at CaptainRollos.org, or you can type in, you know, Friends of Rollo. All of those will get you right to it, but CaptainRollos.org, you'll find information on the Tuna Wars. But again, Tuesday, June the 26th, I'll be there. It's a really, really fun event, and way more importantly, it just sends kids fishing, and you know, you get to participate in all the things that you were just talking about. Well, Corey, why don't we jump right back into the phones?
Let's do that, Rick. And as we jump into the phones, Hills from Ventura, we welcome to the show. Good morning, Hills.
Hi, Hills.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks for taking my call. A few years back, it was right when the Tranks 500 first came out, I recall, I won a trip on Let's Talk Hookup, to go on the Daily Double. So it was a half day trip for two. So my wife and I drove down from Ventura, and there was a diverse crowd on the boat. I mean, we had the best time. My wife caught some fish. We ate some fish that night. We kept a couple. And Fred was so stoked. The kid with the new brand new Tranks 500 was fishing off the bow, hooks a big yellow. Fred's up there like a little kid. Okay, you got this. And he landed this, like, you know, way over 20-pound yellow. And I just got to say, it was a treat. My wife loved it. Super easy. We went down off of Imperial Beach. I think it was just fantastic. So thank you, Fred, and thank you, Let's Talk Hookup.
I appreciate it.
That's awesome, Hills. Well, great job. Appreciate the phone call. I'm glad you had such a fun time. I couldn't say enough good things. Everybody loves fishing on the double.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Right on.
What a blast.
Thanks, Hills. Appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with our man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. His catch report is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. And don't forget Fish Pros the Market with their famous smoked wahoo, tuna, tuna burgers, and more. Pick up some at their Liberty Station location. Stop by and taste it. You will be hooked. Let's talk to the man, Dave Hansen. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Rick, Corey, Fred. Good morning, guys.
How we doing, buddy?
I am doing excellent. Because my favorite thing in the whole world's happening right now. The bait barge at Dana Point is full of anchovies, and the bass are biting.
That's a good thing.
It changes everything when you have bait that the fish can actually eat. It's pretty exciting. You throw a handful of that anchovy in the water, the bass start boiling around on the edge of the kelp. Then you throw one on some 12-pound and a number four, number six hook, and you're instantly hooked up. And when I go fishing, it's all about catching. Sometimes we get lucky, catch a big giant fish, but you know what? Nothing's better than catching every time you throw your line in the water. So I am very happy that there's anchovies at the bait barge, and you guys should be too. Now, there's some fish to catch offshore, but the dang wind will not stop blowing. It is going to be gnarly all week offshore if you look at Buoy Weather or some of your other weather apps. So I'd say go to Dana Point, get the anchovies, fish inshore this week, and wait for that wind to stop blowing.
Well, that's not a bad call at all. And, you know, like you say, it's just amazing what sprinkling a little bit of that bait does to our local kelp line. It just, it turns everything on.
Absolutely, Rick. And you know what? There was plenty of times in the last 3 or 4 years when I took that anchovy offshore and we filled the boat up with yellowfin tuna, bluefin tuna, dorado, yellowtail. The neat thing about an anchovy is there's not a fish in the ocean that won't eat it.
There you go. That's a very, very good call. Well, I know that, like you say, the beauty of what you do with fishdope.com, Dave, is, you know, when you're fishing, you're putting that info out, whether it be offshore for giant bluefin tuna or exactly like you're talking about, local conditions on how things are going up and down the beach and where you're finding your bass and all that great information. And if somebody wants to join Fish Dope, save $20 on a new membership, they can use the code Hook Up Now. Again, Hook Up Now, all lowercase, no space, will save you $20. And I also got to give you some kudos, Dave. Pete had mentioned what an awesome job you've done on some tutorials on your website regarding kite flying and yummies and, you know, that season kind of kicking its way off. I know you've spent a lot of time teaching guys how to do that as well.
Well, thank you, Rick. Yeah, Pete and I are talking all week. He absolutely loves the new website. And basically what we've done on that website is we've touched all the fundamentals, the parts that are missing from the California bite. There's nobody's touched the fundamentals. And if you don't know the fundamentals when you get out there, you're kind of going to fumble the ball. So we've touched on all the fundamentals. We put new videos up on the website every week. We're hitting it with new videos for the website. Check it out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. There is nothing on there that you guys can't use in Southern California, and it costs less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks to be a member of the website.
Yeah, right on, Dave. Well, great job. We appreciate it. Keep up the great work. We'll wait for this wind machine to turn off, and we'll look forward to hearing another report next Sunday.
All right, guys. You have a great week. Bye, guys.
See you, Dave. Good job. Well, hey, one more thing I want to remind you about, a really fun event coming up June the 1st. It is the 2018 tour event. Excuse me, June the 9th. Pardon me. June the 9th. 2018 tour event and sale, Saturday, June 9th at the Longfin in Orange. It's from 7 to 7. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. Nobody throws a sale like Tom and Eric from the Longfin. They just don't mess around when it comes to discounts, huge shavings on all Shimano brands that they carry, Shimano, Power Pro, Lumis. There's going to be sales reps and pro staffers on hand. They're going to be doing the free reel service at the event. It's just a very, very fun once-a-year promotion at the Longfin. It is definitely not something you want to miss.
I tell you, that shop, Rick, I mean, if you live any 30-mile radius or 50-mile radius from that shop, it is an 11,000-square-foot shop filled with candy that you wouldn't believe. I mean, it's amazing. It really is.
I don't know of a more complete fishing store. Saltwater, freshwater, from power bait to yummy flyers and literally everything in between. Those guys do it. And this Shimano Tour event, if you were looking to purchase a Shimano reel, it is a very, very good time to do so.
It's a huge, awesome shop, and you owe it to yourself to at least check it out.
Yeah, good call for sure. Well, hey, phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Fred. Why don't we jump back into him, Corey?
Let's do it, Rick. And as we do, Mark, Mark, good morning from Santee.
Hi, Mark.
Good morning. This question is for Fred. We've heard that he, why he got into fishing and everything, but I want to know, did he ever expect to be a captain of a sports fishing boat?
No, you know, I started at a pretty young age, sophomore in high school, and I found my way down the boats, and, you know, it kind of evolved. I come clean with people all the time. I fought seasickness as a kid growing up, and I always remember at one point when I was like 18 years old, we were coming back from Imperial Beach. I'm flaying fish. I'd been on the board for about 15 minutes, and I thought I'd beaten it, and I looked up, and I was sick again. And, I sat down for 15 minutes and kind of recomposed myself. And I told myself, you know, this is such BS. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm never working on another sport boat the rest of my life. And I went home that night, and I got a good night's sleep, and I came back to work the next morning. Yeah. So
wow.
You know, follow your passion in life. There's always going to be stumbling points. There's always going to be tough times, and, you know,
awesome, man.
And persevere.
Were you raised in Point Loma, too? I mean, was that?
Yeah, Point Loma High, class of 80. It was really easy for me to find my way down the boats.
So. Yeah, how cool.
That's awesome. Hey, great call, Mark. Appreciate that very much. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, June 2nd, they'll be traveling to Laredo, Mexico. Pete Gray and the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, will host a live broadcast from the La Mission Hotel on the beautiful seaside Malecon in Laredo. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Laredo. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, June 2nd for a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Laredo, Mexico with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 9th. This is a tackle sale not to be missed. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G Loomis all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store with special offers available on Shimano. Shimano rods and reels, G. Loomis rods, and the Power Pro line for this one day only. Plus, every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 9th only. Plus, get one free reel service with minimum purchase. This is the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day at the Longfin is Saturday, June 9th, starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Fred. Talk about the Daily Double. Corey, let's jump back into the phone.
Let's do it, Rick. And John. John from Long Beach. Good morning. How you doing?
What's up, John?
Good morning, gentlemen. I just have one comment and one quick question. I remember those days of brown bait and pompano. My gosh, could you catch some fish with those things?
Well, you're giving up your age, John.
Yeah, that's right. I'm old. What would be, Fred, what would be your optimum setup for along the kelp line for the bass right now?
A trigger stick, a bass rod, a 7-8
well,
foot
like
rod, or...
what type of line, and you know, straight mono with Spectra, so, Flora, how would you set that up?
Like Fred, like you had anchovy for a little while, and the bass rod flipping around.
I'm a mono guy. I don't, you know, the only rods I have that have Spectra on them are my oldest son's Phillips. You know, he manages to borrow a rod and it comes back rigged a little differently than what I have in mind. Right now I'm fishing a 15 pound on a 8 foot rod, you know, relatively light to medium action rod to the point where I can fly line an anchovy or a sardine and, you know, bouncing back and forth, as small as a number 2 hook, as big as a 2-0 if it's more sardines.
Prefer an open round reel versus a low-profile level line style reel? Do you have a preference one way or the other?
You know, right now I'm not fishing a level line right now. Just because I like to have a little bit bigger reel.
Sure.
And, you know, always ready for a bigger fish swimming through.
Good call.
Mono, no fluorocarbon or anything?
No, too many knots.
And the mono thing comes from the old school factor, really. I mean, I was a part of that, and truly, I mean, a lot of what I do now is Spectra to a short piece of fluorocarbon, and I think we need to get Fred on the Max Quattro Tranks 300 setup. I think it would do him good, Rick.
What do you think, Fred? Not broke, don't fix it?
You know, hand me a rod and reel, and I'll fish it.
Yeah, right, buddy.
And you know, just something. I'm a simple guy. I like to tie a hook on the end of my line. I like to pin a bait on it. Let's fish.
That sounds good to me, man. Appreciate that very much. Well, once you're fishing them and you catch them, you got to be able to cook them, and that's where we turn to Yanni from the Fisherman's Belly. He's on the line. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a great show. Gosh, good morning. I am so excited because I finally learned how to can tuna.
Nice.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's been a mystery to me for years, and I've been enjoying canned tuna. I've got a good buddy of mine that goes on regular tuna trips. He just got back from the Hurricane Bank. As it turns out, he was a food science major in college, and he worked in the industry for a little while. So he has a real scientific but simple approach. He invited me over to his house, and he showed me all the details step by step. It took about 4 or 5 hours of canning tuna. And I'm telling you, I am just so excited about it. Oh, my God. Do you guys enjoy canned tuna?
I am all about somebody's killer jarred yellowfin, bluefin, albacore, fresh caught from a sport boat, so much that once you go that route, it's very difficult to pop open a can of Bumblebee afterwards. Yeah. Pretty darn good stuff, Yanni.
Oh, I know. And here's the other kicker. Once you get into it, you can start canning, you know, vegetables and other foods. It's just insane. And the canning apparatus is inexpensive. I mean, you can get a whole canning kit for less than $100.
Very good call. So you go over the ins and outs on what to do and don't do when it comes to canning our tuna?
Oh, my God. Like I said, my buddy's a food science major, and my video and my recipe is just packed full of tips and tricks on how to can your own tuna at home. So I suggest you guys check it out on my website, fishermansbelly.com, or go to my YouTube channel, Fisherman's Belly Channel. You're just going to fall in love just like I did.
Awesome. Well, great job, Yanni. We'll look forward to scoping that out, and we'll look forward to hearing another great one from you coming up here real soon on Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks so much, you guys, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Yanni. Appreciate that. Look forward to seeing that recipe along with all your other great stuff here real soon. Corey, let's hop back into the phone.
Let's do it, Rick. And Bruce from Lemon Grove, good morning to you.
Hey, just wanted to give a shout-out here, Fred. Took my girlfriend on your boat last summer. She got her first bonita, first yellowtail, got her hooked. So
nice.
I would recommend your boat for any first-timer. You guys were wonderful with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really great time, and, you know, the first fish of your lifetime is a nice yellowtail. That's not too bad.
That works.
Well, having the ladies in our life interested in the same things we are, you know, that's where it all kind of comes together, and finding that common ground and finding that common interest, boy, that just adds to a relationship. I met my bride on a boat, and it's been a fun ride.
Bruce?
Well, I just wanted to thank you again.
Right on, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. Corey?
Yes, we jump back into the lines, Rick, and Jason from Marina Del Rey. Good morning, Jason.
What's up, Jason?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm a fairly new listener to your show, and my first comment is there's something wrong with your show. You only do 4 hours a week. I can't get enough.
Right.
We need to add some more days.
Well, I'll agree with you there, and I'll use that as a good opportunity to tell you a great way to keep in touch with the show. Go back if, you know, you missed a tip that Fred was talking about or something like that. I highly encourage everybody to download that great app. Adam and Pete did such
a
great job.
I have the app.
Isn't it a good? It's so easy to catch the show, easy to catch past shows. It's a really good one. It's totally free.
And
it's beautiful. I think I've listened to the archives like maybe 3 times already.
I'm sure
you guys are great out there.
I'm sure, Jason, you get stuck in a little bit of traffic going through Marina Del Rey and the L.A. area, and no better way to do it than listen to archives and past shows on the app.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful, guys. My question is about all the difference between the half-day and the three-quarter-day boats. It seems to me that, you know, the half-day boats, they sure move around a lot more if the fish aren't biting. And, you know, do the longer boats take their time a little more because they have more time on the water, or is it just up to the captains probably?
Well, there's times when there's always a sense of urgency. You know, as we start running 2 trips a day, I love being able to get more of a feel. The more time I'm on the water, the better idea I get for what's going on. In the springtime, things change real quick. Summertime, things will seem to settle in more and we'll get better feel. And, you know, every trip is different. There's times when you're thinking in the back of your mind, well, I know this is going to change in a certain area and I'm not going to be in a hurry to get up there. It's a lot goes into play. And three-quarter day trips, there's times when you think you have a luxury of a lot of time, and as soon as you think that, hey, I got time on my side, you're going to get caught off guard. So, you know, we're always looking for opportunities. We're always looking for chances. I start fishing as soon as I leave the bay. I start looking right away, and I had a relief captain a while back. It's like, Fred, you're not fair to the deckhands. You start fishing too soon. It's like, well, I'm not driving by any opportunities.
Right.
You know, I don't care if they're ready. I don't care if they've eaten breakfast or not. There's an opportunity to catch a fish. We're stopping and we're fishing.
Yeah. Passengers are fired up. They want to get their rod bent.
Yeah.
They just caught a half a limit of sand bass at the bait receiver.
Yeah, it's go time, boys. Here we go.
All right.
That's cool. Does that answer your question for you, Jason?
Yes, it does. And I just want to give big thanks to all the captains and crew of all the sports boats from San Diego to Northern California that make it so easy and a luxury for me to just jump on a boat at a whim.
Great call,
really,
man.
Appreciate it, guys.
Great call, and kudos, very well done, too. I share the same. Good job, Jason. Appreciate the phone call very much. Who's up next, Corey?
Well, let's do this. And in doing so, Rick, we have Ed from Mira Mesa. Good morning, Ed. Appreciate you joining us on the show this morning.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, hi. Good morning, guys. Hey, Fred, I was wondering, okay, fishing with live bait into the kelp and out for the bass, would you fire that bait? Would you take it upstream on that, you know, the current? And would it be different if you used plastics as far as, you know, the location of you're on the boat, at, you know, on the stern?
So I think, relating to the current, is there a better place to cast your bait or not?
So we're always looking at different stringers, and I'm sure Corey can attest to this too. It's crazy sometimes how one stringer
will hold them.
Yeah, we'll hold them. And you key into something like that. Not every anchor job's a perfect anchor job. I found a really nice stone the other day. You know, I was talking earlier about how the kelp canopy is always changing. I found this stone right. The kelp had grown out to the stone, and I fell in love with this spot this past week. And I had this one anchor job where it was sitting off the bow, and I was out of time. I didn't have time to reset it. I was going up to the bow, and I was casting off the bow. You know, ideally what we look for when we're fishing the kelp is inward current. Commonly, the worst current along Point Loma is something where it's kicked out to sea, and we have to fish something inside out. But more times than not, we're fishing some sort of inward current, and that pulls your baits, that pulls the chum back into the weeds, and you know, it's casting into it. Crossing over it is something we don't like to do too much, especially with new fishermen. If you're fearless, you go right through the middle of it. You know, we were talking earlier about that weedless lure that MC Hammer Corey has, and those things. You can be pretty fearless with those. You have fire right over the top of the canopy, and that thing fishes right through it real nice. So, you know, part of it's your level of comfort and
situational too. I mean, like you're saying, every anchor job's a little bit different, and you just have to be, Ed, you've got to be on target and think about where the bites are coming from. And you might be that experienced angler that could throw it back into the kelp and maybe not get your fish or get your bait back, but pull your hook out of the kelp and be able to do it, you know?
Does the approach change, Corey, from live bait to fishing an MC swim bait?
Yeah, kind of, but, I mean, a lot of what I do with the plastics is, I was talking with Fred about it. It's more of a skiff situation and covering water and looking for that reaction bite. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the situation of being on the daily double, and this is a great one for you, Ed, is, you know, they're chumming the fish.
Yeah.
And they're trying to bring that fish out of the kelp. That's why that inward current is so important. And to get the chovy back there, the fish climbing up current. And sometimes they're so darn fired up that they're on the stringers on the side of the boat. They're trying to get to it. But
or there's a ball of acid underneath the quarter, you know, eating the chum.
Or sometimes they won't come out of the thick part of the kelp. They just have that level of intensity that isn't, you know, it's mid-range, and they don't want to leave the thick.
So taking a step back and being very observant of what's going on in each scenario
is
probably the best thing a guy could do.
And going out with Fred on the daily double and have him getting the right anchor job and getting you all set up, Ed, that's part of the combination and a very important part.
You know, I always like telling people to fish their comfort zone. And, you know, as you go out more, you have more success, you find things that, that work for you, you know, keep going with it. And as you find your comfort zone, you know, then you're willing to try more things as well. So, you know, we grow as anglers and experience, the more experience we get, you know, the more we're able to read things, the more we're able to say, oh, yeah, I remember a similar circumstance.
And Fred, with you having a business and having a daily double and catering to everybody from, Ed, from, you know, local to people from Arizona, I mean, you're great at being able to cater to everybody's excitement level, you know, and a 2 ounce sinker on the bottom might be exciting for somebody from Arizona, you know, with their son or daughter. And
absolutely. Yeah. Excuse me. It's amazing how many miles we get out of a dropper loop with an anchovy.
There it is.
Straight up and down. And if it's not a calico bass, it's a kelp rockfish, it's a cabazon, it's a sheephead, it's, you know.
Hey, it's nothing but a good time, you know.
That sounds good to me. Hey, great job, Ed. Appreciate the phone call very much. Who's up next, Corey?
Well, let's do this. And as we do, we have Debbie from Encino. We appreciate you joining the show with us this morning.
I like the chicken. Get shit
on. All right. Looks like we lost that. We're losing Debbie there. I think she's in another conversation. How about Dave and Ramona? What's up, Dave?
Hi, boys. How are we doing this morning? Great show.
Hey, thanks, buddy. What's up, Dave?
Hey, I've got a quick offer for everybody, and then I want to follow up with a question about anchovy fishing. I think it's been a long time since everybody's really had to do that consistently. So we've touched on it a little bit. Maybe we could talk a little bit about hooking the bait itself. And line size, hook size was mentioned already. Maybe we can go over that again real quick. But I'd like to offer up a couple of spots that I have left open on a charter with on the Pacific Voyager, leaving on Thursday, fishing Friday and Saturday on a two-day trip.
Nice.
All your food, your permits are included. It's $540. We leave out of Seaforth Landing. And I can give you guys my phone number to get a hold of me, which is 619-247-9829. It's limited to 18 people. Right now we've got 5 spots open, and we're going to go one way or the other. And I think Dave is wrong about that wind. It's going to die down on Thursday night.
I like your style. Well, that's cool. A cool opportunity to go on a private charter that you have, something that you don't often get to do, to go fishing on a great boat on that Pacific Voyager. And that's a good deal, man. $540 with your meals included. Sounds good, Dave. Well, appreciate you hooking up our guys there. And, again, why don't you shoot us your phone number one more time if somebody thinks they can take advantage of that trip next week.
Absolutely. That phone number is 619-247-9829. And I'd also like to thank all of our men and women of service that have served this country. They're greatly appreciated by all of us.
Great.
Oh, that's a great call, Dave, and to give us the freedom that we have to enjoy going out on a daily double, you know, to remember on this important weekend and Monday being, of course, Memorial Day.
Hey, great call, Dave. We appreciate that very much. And, Fred, give us that rundown again. What is the appropriate line size, hook size? And that was a very good thing that he brought up. Where do you like to put a hook when you're fishing that anchovy?
If there's no sinker involved at all, a straight fly line, just a hook tied on, I always collar hook the baits.
Okay. And collar hooking, for those that aren't familiar, you know, real brief description what that is.
So behind the gill plate, top half of the bait, so what would be the shoulder or the collarbone.
Okay.
And you don't want to dig it in too deep. There's a pretty strong bone that runs along that, so the collarbone will hold the bait on well. You don't want to get below the pectoral fin, because then you're getting into the guts. You want the top half up in the shoulder. And then anytime I put any sinker on at all, I nose hook a bait.
Mm-hmm.
And two styles of doing that. I've gotten to the point where I prefer to catch the bottom jaw and then upwards into the nose.
Okay. From the bottom going out to the top.
Yeah, from bottom to top.
Okay.
And the other way is across the nose. I like catching the bottom jaw, because, you know, you just have that much more that you're hanging on to.
You know, it seems like such a simple conversation, right, Rick? But there's an entire generation, if not two, that have not participated in anchovy fishing.
Yeah, totally. I mean, from time to time, it's like an option, like, oh, I'll fish a chove. But like you guys said, I mean, there was a long period of time where that is what you fish. There wasn't, you didn't decide between a chovy or a sardine. Like, you fished an anchovy. You hoped it was big enough that you could cast it.
Hey, and how about a number four hook and having to pin three of them on there just to have enough weight to cast?
So I had one of my younger deckhands. He's a seasonal worker. He's out of school for the summer. Tom Muehlman, one of my good friend's son, is working with me, sophomore in high school. And he's giving the seminar yesterday, showing the people how to use a reel and talking about the bait. And when he got to the bait part, he says, "And we got anchovies today. Let's hear it. Hooray for anchovies." And it was the neatest thing, you know, his enthusiasm. He was excited that we had anchovies because the day before we didn't. And he fished the day before, and it was kind of tough. And he knew what a game changer it was, and it was neat that he was excited. He passed that on to the customers. We should be excited. Hooray for anchovies.
That's cool. I dig it. Stuff. Hey, appreciate it very much. Thanks a lot for the phone call. All right, when we come back, we're finding out who's going fishing on all the great boats, the Daily Double, the Point Loma, the Mission Bell. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Yamaha's Wake Up to Savings sales event is here. Purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 150 horsepower four-stroke outboard and get up to $750 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. The Wake Up to Savings sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends June 15, 2018, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, we're giving away three trips, the half day going fishing aboard that fantastic Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing is going to Mark in Santee. The three-quarter day local trip on the Point Loma, that's going to Jason in Marina Del Rey. And then the full-day trip going fishing on the Mission Bell, Captain Steve Peterson, again, all out of the great Point Loma Sport Fishing in San Diego. That's going to Hills in Ventura. we all agreed, man. We need there to be another hour. This went by so fast, Fred. So much great stuff to talk about. Not ever enough time with you. If somebody wants to ride the Double, the Point Loma, the Bell, go fishing on some of the best boats in San Diego out of that great Point Loma Sport Fishing, how do we keep in touch with you?
Rick, we operate out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, 1403 Scott Street, and the landing phone number is 619-223-1627.
So easy to deal with. The nicest people. You do such a great job on your boats. It's just an awesome time, local fishing. Everybody's got stories about fishing on the Daily Double. Myself, Corey, I know you know the
same. Absolutely.
It's such a great operation, and I know we both speak so highly of it. You owe it to yourself to get to go fishing with you guys.
I can't wait to get out with Steve P. On the local three-quarter day trip. I mean, that's going to be a neat one, Fred.
Oh, I think Chad's going to be running
Chad
the Point Loma.
Chad will be, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Steve's got the Bell. They're the
okay.
We're calling
it
full day trips now, Corey. Come on.
Yeah,
deal
exactly.
with the program here.
Yeah, exactly. But just local and have a good time.
There's good fishing to be had, and we want you to jump on it. Hey, great job, Fred. We really appreciate you. You did awesome. And speaking of great shows, we got another one coming for you next week, next Saturday, live from Laredo, Mexico, with Captain Ken Franke, and we're going to have other special guests. And next Sunday, Corey's taking the reins. It's going to be Corey's show and a great time with one of our favorite guests, and that's Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. You're going to have your handful trying to keep Doug in line.
It'll be entertaining.
No doubt about that. Hey, we appreciate you listening. We look forward to talking to you next week. A huge thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass. And don't forget, check us out on that great app, Let's Talk Hookup. We'll talk to you soon next week right here on the Mighty 1090.
Who will give Mexico a better future?